Talk Live. You're invited to take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight in here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We started the show out this evening and ended up just going off in different directions, as Free Talk Live tends to do.
Always does.
With a story from the Washington Post's Radley Balco on his blog, The Watch, where he's keeping an eye on the police. In this case, Albuquerque police has been shamed, I guess you could say, by the Department of Justice. There's been a report released. I don't think the DOJ's done anything, you know, to the Albuquerque police. They've just released a report that says that, yes, the Albuquerque Police Department has used too much force on too many occasions, and they cover it up, and they back up their officers. And
you'd think that a policing organization, when it makes a report like this, if they said that I had used force on too many occasions
and indicted,
covered it up. Right. Like I'd be on the inside of a jail cell. But the nice thing about working for the government is that, well, it's just okay.
You're sorry.
Right. It's an organization that's supposed to use violence, so if they use it a little too often,
So back to the story here from the Washington Post. And again, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So he goes down a summary of some of the unconstitutional findings of the Department of Justice, that this department's really just bad. And then more detail. As of 2012, no shooting by an Albuquerque cop had ever been found unjustified by a grand jury, leading critics to label the process a sham.
But a grand jury did it. These were citizens.
Yeah, citizens who are obedient serfs and are under threat.
Now the Department of Justice calls a grand jury a sham? This is very interesting.
Critics labeling the process, not the DOJ.
Well, grand juries are a sham? How could they possibly be a sham?
Well, the prosecutor essentially is the man with all the power, or so he appears to be, and he can kind of twist the jury to do whatever he wants them to do through intimidation and fear.
Obviously, I'm familiar with the Stanford Prison Experiments, and what was the other one that
Milgram?
The Milgram Experiments, and I understand that authority is very important in these areas, which goes to sort of undermine the entire process. If a grand jury is a sham in Albuquerque, a grand jury is a sham anywhere in America or anywhere around the world. This is supposed to be the process where citizens are empowered to either indict or not indict an individual, but somehow they keep doing it.
And for whatever reason, they don't ever indict the government officials in these grand juries.
That's because they're never given the opportunity.
Yeah, they're not told they could do it. The thing is, for longtime Albuquerque inhabitants, this probably all looks familiar. For instance, residents have become fed up with the APD, with hundreds taking to the streets recently in protests after the shooting of a homeless man. Back in the mid to late 1990s, the city went through similar scandal, and Balco says he wrote about it in his book. In 1998, the city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, brought in Jerry Galvin to take over the police department after a series of questionable shootings and SWAT incidents moved the city to commission an outside investigation. In one incident that made national news, one SWAT officer said to his colleagues, "Let's go get the bad guy," just before the team went to confront 33-year-old Larry Walker. The bad guy wasn't a terrorist, killer, or even a drug dealer, but a depressed man whose family had called the police because they feared he might be contemplating suicide. The SWAT team showed up in full battle attire, including assault rifles and flash grenades. They found Walker, quote, cowering under a juniper tree, unquote, the New York Times later reported, and then shot him dead from 43 feet away.
God!
The city brought in Sam Walker.
It's chilling. It's horrifying.
A well-regarded criminologist at the University of Nebraska to evaluate the police department's use of lethal force. Walker was astonished by what he found. He says the rate of police killings was just off the charts in Albuquerque. He told the Times the city's SWAT team, he said, had an organizational structure that led them to escalate situations upward rather than de-escalating. The city then brought in Galvin, who immediately disbanded the SWAT team, toned down the militarism, and implemented community policing policies. Galvin told the Times, "If cops have a mindset that the goal is to take out a citizen, it will happen." And that was back in 1998. So back to today in Balco's piece. But the reform-minded Galvin didn't last long. He was an outsider and clashed with the city's higher-ranking career cops. When new mayor Martin Chavez took office in 2001, He dismissed Galvin and appointed a former APD officer and ex-police union president, Gilbert Gallegos. Things quickly returned to business as usual.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Within a few years, the stories about excessive force and corruption returned.
By the way, this is what the police investigator is in just about everywhere in America. Somebody who was a police officer in this department already. They already know the culture. They're inculcated with the culture of this department. I've seen it time and again. I've worked with policing organizations in the past, and this is what I see.
So within a few years, the stories about excessive force and corruption returned, including alleged abuse in the city's jail, during traffic stops, and at protests. In 2003, a story broke about thousands of dollars worth of cash and property that had gone missing from the APD evidence rooms. The officers who blew the whistle on that story alleged that Gallegos and other APD brass refused to investigate. Then, what'd they do then? After they refused to investigate a break-in of their own evidence room.
Oh, they targeted the whistleblower.
They set their sights on the cops who had come forward. The deputy police chief who oversaw the evidence room, which is why, if there are good cops stay quiet about the bad cops because they're scared. The good cops.
Then they're not good cops.
Yeah.
Good cops would be, by definition, brave, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if there were enough, if enough good cops stood up, this is the problem with the whole good cop scenario. I for years and years on this show, I defended the good cop scenario. The one thing I can't get around in my mind is that I see over and over again video of police stepping out of bounds and doing all kinds of things that they shouldn't be doing in front of other police officers. And those other police officers don't do anything about it. Is it just that the bad apples happen to do this stuff in front of other bad apples? Where are the videos of the good cops stopping the bad cops that do things out of line?
they hardly ever exist.
There are a few.
Now, every now and then, one cop will actually get it in their head to do the right thing.
And I just want to thank that cop.
Yeah.
Right now.
Hey, let's go quickly to Paul in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to thank Mark for putting up that pledge, for starters, for the $10 per signer to the was it St. Jude Hospital?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because I haven't had a chance to mention it today.
I'm scared, but I'll go ahead and pledge to match your pledge.
You're going to match it?
Yeah.
Excellent. That means that
every State Project's been rising in the sign-up, so I don't know what we're going to have to shell out when this is all said and done.
Every person that signs up for the Free State Project between, Ian, you'll have to take care of this.
Between yesterday and the end of the month, and I don't remember what the number was at yesterday. I presume you've taken note of that.
15,588.
Okay. We're going to give 10 bucks. You're going to give 10 bucks, and I'm going to now give 10 bucks.
20 bucks per person that signs up to Kids with Cancer. Go ahead and undermine that, you cynics. Kids with Cancer get 20 bucks for everybody who signs up for the Free State Project. So please, go get your family, your friends, anybody you've been thinking about getting to sign up for the Free State Project. Talk to them about it now, because not only are they going to have the potentiality of liberty in their lifetime, but Kids with Cancer get 20 bucks.
Yep. If you hate Kids with Cancer, don't sign up for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to chip in $5 also. I'll be donating to the Heifer Project. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Okay. And that's to get, they call it the Heifer Project because it's to get a cow, a young cow, to people. But I actually donated some bunnies one time, and I'm really fond of rabbits as a meat animal. They're very prolific. But you can donate sort of anything to people in third world countries. So there you go. We're helping families in third world countries and kids with cancer.
Paul, do you want to email Mark at mark@freetalklive.com to coordinate the deal?
Yeah, I can do that. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, just let me know, and that way I can I'll let you know what the numbers are. But anybody could do this, frankly. They go from 15,588 on up to the last minute of April 2014, and then you donate that many times, whatever.
Paul, if there's more you wanted to share, you're welcome to stick with us. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. More corruption in the police department of Albuquerque coming up as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about what you want. You just dial on in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have a mobile site. You can go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com and you can get quick access to our live streams, the podcast, and the webcam there, all for free. m.freetalklive.com. And we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Paul is listening in New Hampshire. Paul, other thoughts you want to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
Sure, briefly. Well, one of the topics last night was discussing sort of PR and activism. And I just wanted to, you know, give another, I mean, everybody has opinions, but if it seems to ring true, maybe it would be useful. And my thought is that the PR issue. It's not just the inside the system versus outside the system, like everybody just got to run for office and do nothing else. I think part of the issue maybe related to PR is the confrontational activism. So the idea of, you know, and certainly I believe that people are responsible for their own actions, that if a law is immoral, that the police should not be enforcing it. But I wonder if perhaps, confronting police or conversing with them and trying to point out that what they're doing is wrong or enforcers in general creates sort of a conflict environment where, you know, there's us versus them. And maybe it would be more positive PR if we look at the history of mostly what happened in the civil rights movement. There was sort of there was a big effort by Martin Luther King to not have people sort of yelling at police or anything like that, to just quietly be arrested. And, you know, it certainly would be hard for me to not say anything to see injustice like that happen. But I wonder if maybe showing that kind of restraint and not having direct conflict with enforcers would cause there to be a lot more positive reaction to that kind of outside the system activism.
Well, I can tell you that during Derek Chauvin's victimless crime spree, there was one incident, which all of this is documented at victimlesscrimespree.com in a feature-length documentary film you can watch for free. But at the dance party arrest, Derek was very, very upset. He was yelling. The people that were there were drunk. A lot of them were, and they were yelling as well. There was a lot of yelling going on in that case. And then Derek, I think, reflected on that, as a lot of activists do here. We look back on what's been done, what can be done differently. And he decided the next time he was going to approach things differently when he was arrested. And the next time he was in the park with the cannabis and they arrested him for that, that time he sang Give Peace a Chance. And it really brought a whole new feeling and fervor or whatever to the situation. It was a lot different. It felt different. The police handled him differently. They handled him better in that case than they did, because he got pepper sprayed the night that there was all that anger.
It's better, but I mean, they had a double guard dragging him away with his arms up behind his back when he was doing the Give Peace a Chance thing.
He was drug away in that incident?
Certainly walked away between two cops.
Well, being walked away is different than being drugged
with
away.
His arms up behind him. I mean, you know, it was pretty.
Behind him, or like handcuffed behind him?
I mean, he wasn't hollering in pain.
Yeah, I don't recall. I mean, maybe it wasn't shown in the movie, but I
didn't like what I saw there either. I mean, look, the fact is that the treatment here. I was arrested for murder, and they cuffed my hands in front of me and let me run in the front, ride in one case in the front of the car. I mean, no, I've seen police officers treat people far better than they treated Derek for smoking pot in the park.
That's fine, but my point was him changing how he interacted with the police did change, I think, how the whole thing was perceived in general. Rather than being a bunch of shouting drunks, people were singing Give Peace a Chance, and I think that was a positive move in his case. I was just talking with Rich Paul today about the arrest where he and I and two other activists stood in front of him behind police cruisers, and he has some regrets that he was drunk and shirtless and screaming during that arrest. I found it particularly amusing, but my tastes aren't the same as the average member of the public.
My
point is that we have looked at activism, you know, looked back and seen, well, you know, what could be done differently, and that is something that that happens here, despite some people's beliefs.
When you're there and you're, please go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, that sounds definitely like a huge improvement. I think maybe part of it is that the focus, it needs to be clear that the focus has got to be on the public. I doubt enforcers themselves are going to be convinced. You know, they're like maybe the most difficult people to convince, especially in the moment. It's going to be almost impossible. So I wonder if for example, with the Robin Hooding, obviously, you know, public officials will distort the perspective on what actually happened, because that's in their interest. But, you know, the, convincing the parking officials that what they're doing is wrong sounds like maybe an unrealistic goal, and one that could be have more negative consequences with the community rather than, you know, the focus on the parking meters or the civil disobedience focus on, you know, the act itself. And then,
but Paul,
you know, not necessarily trying to convince the police is what I'm saying. Maybe that's part of the something.
So with the Robin Hooding activism, so maybe let's grant what you're saying is true. But with the Robin Hooding activism, since it is ongoing, people will continue to reference all the older videos. Most of the kerfuffle about the Robin Hooding seems to be around a Chris Cantwell video that was done
a year ago
when a touring comedian who's a member of the Free State, was assigned to the Free State Project. Well, you're right, was. I'm sorry. Came to town and did a video and sort of, you know, does what he does all the time, which is sort of increase his stature at the expense of the Free State Project and other liberty organizations. He came and did this, and this is what he's not a Robin Hooder. He's not anything but a signer of the Free State Project. He's actually been, disallowed into the Keene Activist Center. So he's been as far pushed away as he can be pushed away, but people still reference this dude. And so I don't know if you're going to continue to do Robin Hooding. Either we scuttle Robin Hooding, or your plan isn't going to be too little too late.
Well, there's a midpoint, Mark. I was talking with a couple of the Robin Hooders today, and they told me they have stopped doing the filling of meters, talking about filling parking meters to rescue people from getting tickets, that they are no longer filling the meters nearby the parking enforcer because they don't want to be seen as harassing the individual. However, the downside to this is that the cards, the Robin Hood cards, still say the same thing they've always said, and they say that we saved you from a ticket.
I think that's accurate. That you save somebody from a ticket. If you plug their meter, you've saved them from a ticket.
Not if the parking enforcer isn't around. Let's say you put a nickel in, it's 5 minutes, but the parking enforcer is 10 minutes away. You haven't saved them from a ticket. They're going to get a ticket.
If you plug their meter, you save them from a ticket.
I would say that's a questionable thing, and the haters are right to criticize that. What they're seeing now is people who are purportedly Robin Hooding on the streets just leaving cards on people's cars when the parking enforcer is nowhere nearby, and so that looks dishonest. Like, oh, we're telling people we've saved them, but
only if you didn't put anything in the meter.
I think there's an argument to be made that it is still dishonest, and that's why they're talking about changing the cards to where it will say something like, we've put money in your meter, rather than we saved you from getting a ticket. Because the only way you can there may not even be a parking enforcer on the street at that time.
Then why would you go out plugging meters?
Well, that's just it, Mark. If you're out during business hours, they're feeding meters during business hours now, rather than finding the parking enforcer and doing it near them so they know they've saved people. And that's a problem, and they're getting criticized for it. So it's one of those things where you're never right. You can't do anything right. Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So the original critique was, oh, well, you're harassing the parking enforcers. All right, well, we'll stay away from them. Well, now it's you're not near the parking enforcer, so you're not saving anybody, and you're lying about that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want right here toll-free at Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. As tends to happen in our third hour, the phones are blowing up here. So if you're on hold, be patient. We will get you on the air if possible here. And also want to make sure you know about freeross.org. There are no developments within the last couple weeks in the Ross Ulbricht case, so he's just sitting in a prison cell awaiting his next opportunity to defend himself in court on charges that involve no victim. Ross Ulbricht is the man who's accused of running the Silk Road, an infamous Tor-based website in the so-called Darknet. It was, and there's a version 2.0 now, so it's back. But originally it was one of the most, the very first, actually, black market, online black market, that was the most popular, at least, the most infamous of black markets. And the feds took it out back in October of 2013. They arrested Ross Ulbricht, claiming that he was the man behind the operation. They're now going to have to prove that case. And they're claiming that he was involved in money laundering and drug dealing and computer hacking, I believe, are the three indictments that have been handed down. Originally, they claimed he had been involved in murders for hire, but they never indicted him on those charges, despite making pretty serious claims about him. I believe that was because they wanted to smear his reputation as a libertarian. He's Ross Ulbricht and Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the Silk Road. Whether they're the same person or not still remains to be seen. But they're both libertarians, like self-proclaimed liberty-minded people. And, you know, as a libertarian, you generally believe in the non-aggression principle, which would preclude hiring a hitman, for instance, in most instances that I can think of. But the feds wanted to really make this guy look like a bad guy, because otherwise he would just be, you know, this guy running a drug sales website. And that's not as bad as somebody who's running a drug sales website and is murdering his competition.
Yes.
So, you know, they haven't indicted him on those murder allegations. He's only facing the drug sales related stuff and money laundering. So if you want to help out Ross, You can go to freeross.org. I think the guy is a hero if he's Dread Pirate Roberts. If he's not Dread Pirate Roberts, then he's a poor bastard who's been targeted by the federal government and wrongfully accused of doing something he didn't do. So again, freeross.org. Either way, his family doesn't have a lot of money. They could use your help, and you can pay with Bitcoin. You can help him out with PayPal or cut him a check. All the details you need to help are at freeross.org. As we go back to your phone calls and your thoughts, let's go first to Cheryl in Michigan, or excuse me, Cheryl in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Cheryl.
Well, I wanted to kind of throw this out to you and your listeners. I'm transgendered, and I'm going into the DMV to get, a new ID, new photograph ID, everything. Cause I'm just, in the middle of this process. And because I'm honest, because I'm not completely through with the process, I have to check M on the form because that's what they say you have to do, and you can't lie on the form.
Right.
Well, then they tell me everything seems to go fine, and then they tell me that I can't wear makeup in the photograph. Well, granted, I'm not wearing that much anyway. But it would be taking a step back as far as the Benjamin standards are concerned to do that, and I think they should either have some kind of stipulation in that says that, you're allowed to. You're not trying to alter your appearance or change your appearance to try to get away with anything. At least I'm not.
That's a ridiculous sexist standard as far as I'm concerned.
I'm sure they don't say that to mothers.
Yeah,
and
do they
wives
say that to women? As a man, I should be able to go. I should be able to wear makeup in my DMV photo.
Yeah, and that's what I asked. And they basically told me that, well, I talked to three different people, and they told me that, because I had checked M in that, and because they asked me to, they said, well, have you completed the surgery? Well, no, I haven't completed the surgery, and frankly, I thought that was
invasive.
That's kind of an invasive question.
It certainly is.
I mean, I'm an honest person. I'm not gonna lie to somebody if they ask me. But frankly, what's none of their business is none of their business. But had I marked F on the form, I kept thinking about it. I thought, well, if I had just marked F on the form and gone through, they probably wouldn't have said anything. I mean, I'm asshole. But that being said, I could have gone through and they probably wouldn't have had any problem. But had something occurred, then they could have gone back and nailed me for perjury. Or something on that form, or lying on that, form. So I thought, well, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Unsworn falsification, as I found out recently here.
Okay, that's what I was.
I was arrested for that very thing, actually, even though I wasn't lying, to my knowledge.
Nearly as far along in the operation in the whole transition as you are.
So it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, what did they say to you when you asked them? Well, would you do this to a lady? Would you do this to a female?
And they said no, they wouldn't because.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, hey, if you can't at least give me some dignity for Christ's sake,
Yeah.
I'm thinking, if not that, okay, if you can't check M and you can't check S, then what do I do? Put a question mark in it and draw a line through both of them? I don't know what to do. So, but I'm really between a rock and a hard place because now they say, I do not feel comfortable going in without makeup at this point. I mean, it's something I need to do, and I need identification.
What are the Benjamin standards?
The Benjamin standards are what it's the standards for transgendered it's certain things, certain steps that you have to take, in the process of transition.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be living, in that current, in your whatever your targeted gender role is, for at least a year. Hormones. Of course, there's some people that can't do hormones. There's a few other, there's other things to that, but that's generally the gist of it.
I see. So, getting a driver's license with what you feel like your correct gender is was part of upholding and attaining the Benjamin standards.
I don't know what you'd be able to get out of a discrimination lawsuit, but it certainly sounds like pretty crystal clear discrimination to me.
Yeah, I mean, this
state's not supposed to be doing that stuff.
I mean, exactly. And, that was my whole question because I don't know where to proceed from here.
I would contact some attorneys. Maybe there's some sort of transgendered alliance or some kind of legal alliance for GLBTQ, et cetera. That's maybe where I would start my search and see if there's any attorneys that would, you know, be able to give you some sort of suggestions or ideas as far as, well, is this even worth taking on? Because obviously, you know, you haven't had your freedom taken from you. You haven't been put in a cage or anything like that. So what level of settlement you might receive from them is probably going to be pretty negligible, maybe just attorney's costs and a little bit more than that. But nonetheless, it might be worth doing if you feel like this is a pretty important issue and something that needs to change. This is probably a relic. I mean, this rule is probably a relic of the 1950s or something like that, where it was determined that, well, a woman is allowed to wear makeup, but men shall not wear makeup in our process.
You know? And that's what I thought. But I think it has some of its basis in Homeland Security, from what I've been able to find out. So I don't know much more than that. That's why I'm kind of. Maybe your listeners might have some ideas.
End up making it so that no one can wear makeup, which of course would still be a, you know, at least it would then be applying the rules equally. And I thank you, Cheryl. Best of luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Alex. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Alex.
Hey, everybody. The other night, we have one caller who frequently brings up Star Trek references, and Mark was discussing the differences between, you know, how basically Star Trek is the ultimate in socialism, really.
Sunday show?
I don't know. I think it was recently.
It was just a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Mark brought up Star Wars as like the alternative is more, you know, I guess an anti-authoritarian, and in some ways it is, but ultimately all the, you know, the protagonists of the Star Wars universe want to do is replace one government with another.
Do they say that? I mean, I don't remember the, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's the Princess of Alderaan thing, or whatever
especially when you get into some other stuff,
stand by, Alex. I want to find out more about what you have to say here. Johnny Ray, you a Star Wars or Star Trek guy?
Stargazers.
Marvel.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you call now, I don't know if we're going to get you in. There's still a few calls on hold. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do this thing 7 nights a week. Tip. Caller tip. Call in the first and second hours, and it'll be more likely that you'll get on the air in a decent amount of time. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We invite you to the website. You can go to freetalklive.com and listen online. You can listen in a variety of different ways. Of course, classic version of listening is to download MP3 archives, whether you direct download them or subscribe to one of our podcasts. You can do that at freetalklive.com. You can also listen to our live streams, which are available during live show hours and outside of the live show. Whenever we're not in live hours, which is 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, 7 nights a week, you'll hear the same show repeated after that for 21 hours, and then we'll get to another live show. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into our streams. We've also got radio stations, over 140 great radio stations coast to coast and beyond that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include free to air, which means you set up a cheap dish and a cheap receiver. You can spend more than cheap if you want, but you can get stuff pretty for like less than $200. You set up this cheap equipment, and then you don't have to pay a dime in the future. No subscription fees. That's what free-to-air is all about. You get Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows through our satellite feed. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners via our cam page and the listen lines. So light a call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more as we go back to Alex in Tennessee. Alex, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
All right. What I was saying about how Star Wars is basically one government replacing the other. If you're looking like the new films, basically the Emperor takes over the Republic, turns it into the Empire, and the people who are behind the Rebel Alliance in the original films are ostensibly remnants of the old government that want to retake power from the Emperor.
To some extent, that's a true statement, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the main point of my call is I think there's a better sci-fi television series as far as in terms of being more geared towards liberty than both of those. And I would posit that it's Doctor Who, if you're familiar with that.
Oh, God. You people are like Jesuits. What's wrong with
Doctor Who?
I've seen this thing one time.
It's been going on for decades.
The one with the guy with the incredibly curly hair and the long.
Tom Baker?
Yeah, whatever. Don't ever want to see another one of these things again.
How old were you at the time?
I was 16 or 17 years old.
You were too cool for Doctor Who then.
You're damn right, and I think I still am.
All right, so, Alex, what do you like about Doctor Who?
Well, the doctor isn't associated with any military or, you know, governmental force. He is a free agent on his own for almost, you know, in almost every story. He approaches every situation. He tries to approach it in the most nonviolent way possible. And he lends aid wherever it's needed. And that's something that those other series, you always have like a chain of hierarchy.
Yep.
You have a government behind the heroes of the story, whereas he himself is like completely on his own. And he frequently expresses distaste for those in positions of power. And
have you seen the new Captain America?
No, I haven't. I want to.
That's not science fiction, though, right?
Yes, it absolutely is science. They've got flying aircraft carriers. What do you want? In this one, the policing organization of the world has been infiltrated by space-powered Nazis that got into power through World War II. So it is the first time you've ever seen first time any Hollywood movie has ever approached how World War II legitimized the U.S. hegemony. And I think that was in and of itself an incredible thing. Captain America stands and fights, brings down the largest armed agency in the world. It's incredible stuff.
Do you feel like, Alex, I haven't watched any of the new Doctor Who. When I was a kid, my dad, you know, kind of showed me some of them when I was really young. I remember being scared of some of the monsters when I was a really young kid. No, there was like somebody with blue eyes, and it was really scary to me as a little kid. But anyway, my question for you is, are the newer Doctor Who's it kind of in concert with, you know, your experience from the past ones?
Horribly produced?
Is the,
Well, as far as the production value, it's definitely been ratcheted up as the series has gone along on the new one. Like there's still a little a few times, but some of the effects are really great now.
Oh, television shows have very good effects these days. That wasn't my question. That was what Mark kind of interjected. My question was more about the character of Doctor Who. Does he still have the same accoutrements that you had kind of suggested that he had? Has he always been consistent?
Perhaps even more so, actually. I mean, that was always kind of at the heart of the character as it became more and more prominent in it. And I would say the new series, actually, as far as those values, embodies it maybe even more than the original. but it's definitely, I mean, if you want to show your kid something where it's not somebody shooting somebody every 30 seconds.
A little more intellectual. Thanks for the call tonight, Alex. I appreciate hearing
from you. I'd like to add that Doctor Who has got some of the most amazing theme music on television.
The intro music. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. Let's go to...
Put it right up there with Dallas.
Well, they're going to have something to compensate for the fact they shoved a dog head on a remote control toaster and called it a character.
K-9 was a great character. Let's go to Dave. You're on Free Talk Live in Michigan. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, Ian. You know, I've only listened to your show a few times, and I guess you seem to be the guy in charge of the phones.
Yeah.
Each time I've called, you've hung up on me. I don't know if you don't like the sound of my voice or, you know, I know I've heard Mark, you know, he likes to banter with the people. Even if he disagrees with them, he doesn't hang up on them. But
I don't know what you're referring to, Dave. I mean,
I don't remember him hanging up on you, Dave.
Ryan, you're going to hang up on me? What?
I said, I don't remember him hanging up on you.
Well, I was on the phone when you were talking to Ryan Bundy, and yeah. I mentioned that InfoWars and Alex Jones exposed the fact that Harry Reid was behind the taking of all the ranchers' property in Nevada for this Chi-Town.
You have to understand, Dave, that when we're interviewing somebody, we can't let you come on and just give us a
It's really just one question with
yeah,
the,
you,
with
you
an
get
interview
your question
then.
Out, and we have to move on so we can make room for other callers
well,
with questions and give our guests a chance.
I was on after he hung up, and I mentioned that, and you, Ian, you said you hung up on me, and then, well, first I said I was legally blind, and then you asked me if I saw the documents. And obviously, if I'm legally blind, I didn't see the documents.
You're not seeing any documents at that point, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I know, all right, I've been listening to Alex Jones for probably over, 14, 15 years. My brother knows him personally. He lives in Austin. I'm in Michigan.
Okay.
That doesn't really mean anything. I know Alex Jones isn't a liar, okay? And I know that if he's saying he has these documents, he has them. And then I just heard today that yesterday, those documents actually came from Google Archive. They were on the BLM website, and then they removed them themselves. And Alex said, you got to go through some heavy-duty stuff to get anything removed. But they found Alex's guy found that those documents on Google.
So, Dave, when we do talk radio and we say thank you for the call, that's our way of saying we appreciate that you called in, but we've got to move on. So when I do that, it's not that I'm hanging up on you. It's just that we've got to move on and we're done with that topic at that point in time. Everybody does get to call in and make their point. Some get to stay longer than others based on how interesting the call or the topic happens to be. I'm sorry you took it personally. And thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live in Nevada. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello?
Dave, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that. You said my name. Hey, on that Albuquerque DOJ investigation, they did the same thing in Las Vegas. It's funny. There's actually an article that says that from some Albuquerque local station, that it says Las Vegas DOJ probe very, very similar to Albuquerque. So they had like 75 findings and recommendations. Supposedly, they made changes to their use of force. Board. It really doesn't seem like anything changed.
Of course not.
Actually, they had a citizen review board, but the sheriff didn't listen to anything they said, so they never fired anybody that they recommended fired. And at the same time, the sheriff got a Sheriff of the Year award. I think I mentioned it on the show before. And they mentioned that one of the reasons he got it, besides the fact that the work he's done with the NSA, that was from this use of force board and the new changes he implemented, which doesn't seem like any of them have been done because the same things keep happening.
Of course.
So, nothing's going to happen from this.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.